We're going to continue to look at God's will to heal today. And yesterday we talked about the fact that healing is in the atonement. It's part of the package that Jesus made available to all of us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And today I would like us to continue to look at the fact that healing is in the atonement. Now I also want you to remember whatever is part of the atonement is obviously the will of God. If God didn't want us to experience something in life, he wouldn't have made it part of the atonement of Jesus, of what Jesus provided for us. So today I want us to continue to look at how healing is part of the atonement and how it's God's will for us to be healed. And yesterday we looked at a prophecy that Isaiah made about Jesus, and Isaiah looked forward to the cross. But then Peter wrote something in 1 Peter 2, and he looked back at the cross. He looked at what Jesus already provided at his finished work. And he wrote the following in 1 Peter 2:24, where he said, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." So it's the exact same thing that Isaiah said, but Peter now says, not only are we healed by the stripes of Jesus, but we were healed because it's already a finished work. Jesus already paid for it. But I would like to read to you today what a Greek scholar said about the Greek word for healed there. And it's the word aihomai. And this is what he said about that word, the word aihomai. He said it's a word that clearly refers to physical healing, as it's a word borrowed from the medical term to describe the physical healing or curing of a human body. So that shows us, even the meaning of a Greek word there, shows us it's not just referring to spiritual healing. It's also referring to physical healing. And when the Bible says, by his stripes you were healed, it's talking about how Jesus paid for our sickness when he died for us. See, this shows us that Jesus paid as much for our sickness as he did for our sin. God would no more want you to be sick than he would want you to live in sin. But the Bible also says in Psalm 103 from verse 2 to 3, it talks about God's benefits. And then it says, "And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities," that's your sin, "but also who heals all your diseases." So not only are we instructed there to remember that he forgives our sin, we're also instructed to remember that he heals our diseases. And in Greek, there's a Greek word sozo that was used many times when Jesus was busy forgiving someone. It was often used to describe forgiveness of sin, but it was also used when Jesus was healing people. So that shows us also that, you know, it's part of the same package. It's part of the same atonement. The same Jesus who paid for our sin also carried our sickness on the cross. And by his stripes, we were healed. It's like when you go to McDonald's and you order a combo. You don't just get the burger or just the chips. You get the combo, the burger, the chips, and the Coke. And the Bible instructs us to remember all his benefits. You know, we should not miss out on anything that God has for us. But I just wanted to encourage you and show you in these past 2 days that healing is part of the atonement, and we can confidently say by his stripes we are healed. Just like we're forgiven, we're also healed. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.